Hey, 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 I hope you guys enjoy these, what I'm calling podcast shorts for my Burnout to All Out community. This is just a little peek behind the curtain of the coaching that goes on inside of my programs. We're bringing to you some of the best nuggets and coaching I'm giving within hot seats of all of our different programs, whether it's our LinkedIn Method Academy, our mini mastermind business basics, all the way up to our higher level mastermind. If you're hearing some of these questions and you're like, man, I wish I could get my burning question answered by Melissa. Hey, guess what? You could be featured on my podcast. If you've got a question that you want answered and you submit it to my team and we pick it, we will bring you here to the podcast for our podcast shorts and do a hot seat with you. Where can you submit your questions? Send them to teamburnouttoallout.co. We'll make sure we drop that in the show notes for our podcast shorts. And I hope that you guys find as much value in these shorts as our clients do inside the program. Need some effective tactical advice that actually helps you get results and makes a real difference in your life and business? You've come to the right place. If you're finding yourself here today, it means you're getting ready to gain serious traction in your business, rapidly multiply your income and impact, and you're ready to make it happen while living all out. Guys, I'm Melissa Hinault, your trustworthy corporate dropout turned six-figure business burnout turned happy and healthy CEO of a multi-million dollar online business. And you're listening to the Burnout to All Out podcast. On this show, we're serving up innovative growth strategies, simple implementation methods to put them into practice, and action-stimulating inspiration tailored specifically for the modern entrepreneur. Let's dive in.
Hi, Melissa, everybody. I just thought I would ask a question because it was kind of related to Tammy's thing. And a little bit of background is I was in the corporate world about 3 or 4 years ago. And then when I left, then I had my connections all through work. And that actually is my ideal client, those people. And then I went into real estate investing and becoming an entrepreneur and doing all of that. And so now I've hopped back onto LinkedIn to reach, because I really do think those ideal customers are on LinkedIn and not on Instagram, right? So this is what I've been finding. And I have been doing the reach outs. And a decent success. So I've grown it to about 650 now. My question is, my engagement I find is not very high. So like right now, the numbers are around 600. But if I do a post, I might get like 6, maybe 15 likes, not very many comments. And this is my observation, is a lot of people in corporate, I find, oh, and I don't really want to generalize, but I have noticed that unless you are the type to say being that thought leadership and they're comfortable doing that, most people actually, they like to stay behind whatever, right? And they don't mind being LinkedIn, but they don't like to be heard. They don't like to be seen actually. And that is the corporate culture, right? It's all about the company goals, the company. And so you fall into that and you become the little soldiers. So then what I guess my question is, how do I get these people to engage? And number two, I actually have not accepted some people that are in my kind of like real estate networking circles because they're not my ideal clients, but those are the ones that actually are more engaging and more supportive. So I just wanted to hear your take on that. Do I just accept them and start growing both sides in one big thing or what?
Yeah. Okay. All great questions. Okay. A couple things. All right, guys, I left my corporate career and took everything I knew and built a million-dollar business on the internet in just 19 months, and you can too. My name is Melissa Hinault, and I've helped hundreds of entrepreneurs escape the corporate cage and create the business and life they deserve. Too often, building a business can be like jumping out of the fire and into the frying pan. Can you relate? Without the right strategies, you can work tirelessly, feel like you're missing out on life, and not have much to show for it. Even worse, you're no closer to finding the freedom that you wanted than when you were stuck in that job. I'm here to change that for you. On May 13th, I am hosting a 7-day virtual intensive for people ready to build a business that gives them the freedom and life they've been looking for. So how are we going to do this? Over a jam-packed week, I'll spend about 90 minutes each day to reset your strategies and build the clarity to drive the results and profits you desire. First, we'll build a foundation of lead generation and audience growth to connect with the perfect people. Then we're going to grow by implementing an optimized sales conversion strategy that drives results. Then we're going to scale your success with an optimized offer ladder and retain clients for longer. And we're going to do this live with hot seats and Q&As to give you the proven processes to build your dream business without the burnout. Best of all, it's completely free to join. You deserve a business that serves you and not one that you have to serve. And when you have the right strategies and processes, you can create a business that does this. Join me free on May 13th to build, grow, and scale a business that will set you free.
Number one, remember that only 4% of users actually post any content on LinkedIn, right? So the other 96 are watching and lurking. Your particular real estate business, is your main audience for investing? Or are you looking for residential? What's your niche?
Yeah, my niche is residential. I do investing. So I used to find, but now I do development and I bring investors on so that they can reap the benefits of it too. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. And you're probably already doing this, but I think that it's interesting because the average corporate American, even those in the top tax brackets, a lot of them still have the mentality of trading time for money and having their stocks and having their 401ks and their pensions with their companies. And until it's brought forward to them in a way that they understand, they don't see taking some of that money and investing it in hard assets as like a diversified portfolio, mm-hmm. right? I'm working through that with my husband right now. That's why we're investing right now. We're looking to build a home that we're going to take out a pretty significant, the interest rates are insane right now, but we can build it for 2.5. We can sell it for 5 million. It's the long game, and it's educating corporate America that it's another long game. It's literally another retirement plan, like diversifying, right? And you're probably doing that, but if not, I highly encourage you really making that a content pillar out there, really educating them on the value of it. One of the best ways to get engagement is to ask a question in your content, mm-hmm. right? So if you're looking for people to engage more, ask for their opinion. And you can go first, ask a question, and then put your own kind of go first comment in the body.
Okay.
And even polls are great too. People just mm-hmm. love to give their opinion. The other thing you're toying with, though, with engagers and corporate, mm-hmm. a lot of people are also just very self-conscious about the optics of being active
yeah.
on a social media platform during work hours, right?
Right.
So they don't want to be seen hitting the like or the comment button at 2 o'clock on Tuesday because then they're not working. So I wouldn't take the lack of likes and comments as necessarily direct feedback. I would look more at impressions mm-hmm. and who's seeing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your question around the real estate network, it depends on if they're competitors of yours or if they're like power partners of yours, right?
Okay, that's a good point.
So I would definitely connect with people in the real estate arena that are kind of power partners, that are kind of like gatekeepers to more opportunity for you. I would not connect with other folks in your industry, like aggregating investors for projects and stuff, because you just don't want them poaching your network for opportunities. But you absolutely could benefit from your real estate connections who aren't direct competitors, but more power partners that would support and engage in your content, because then your pinnacle's out to others first, right?
Thank you for that. And I didn't think about it that way. Exactly. Like the service providers, like brokers and all of those things would be helpful and not necessarily. Yeah. No, that's excellent. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Even the mortgage brokers, right? Could be really great connection.
Like they look for my business because they're like, well, she's probably doing development. So, but you're right. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter. I kind of feel like at the end of the day, those are usually the ones that will probably, I guess it's a little bit of that. What's that word I'm looking for? Credibility when you've got other people that are like supporting your content and saying things. And yeah.
I mean, I can even see you talking about, I'm sure you do this. Like people probably have to be accredited investors to work with you, right? Like you can even comment on what that is, what it means, what it's doing for you.
Thanks guys so much for listening in on today's podcast episode. And I can't wait for you to see my upcoming guest in the next episode. You are going to love this keynote speaker. Hey, here's the deal. If you liked this, please subscribe and leave a review. And you want the latest online business growth strategies and exclusive LinkedIn pro tips sent straight to your phone? Text the word update to 704-318-2285. That is, text the word update to 704-318-2285. Can't wait to see you guys. Come find me over on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, wherever you like to hang. I cannot wait to hear how you are enjoying and applying what you're learning. You guys reach out to me over on social because I love hearing what's resonating with you. When you reach out to me and you send me those personal DMs, they really do impact the content I continue to bring forward to you. So again, come find me, Melissa_Hinault over on Instagram, Melissa Hinault over on LinkedIn and Facebook. Can't wait to see you guys over there.